Hello, everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts, here at BBS Radio. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour. The times have changed. We're going to do 1 hour on Sundays and 1 hour on Thursday, and you will be updated as this unfolds. We have toll-free numbers. Get your pen and paper ready. I apologize for my voice. I got a little bit of a cold, and my computers are all down right now, so I'm winging it today, so bear with me. Toll-free, USA, 1-877-876-5227. And toll-free in Canada is 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, you can dial direct 1-530-876-3222. And you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. Remember, everybody, you become what you dwell on, and your inner thoughts take you there. So remember this as you go through life. It could be, and this is what the idea of the show is. I don't want to just do readings. I want to enlighten and teach a little bit and help people work through some issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to call for your free reading, give us a ring. You got the number. It's all over BBS Radio website, and it's all over my site, michaelgoger.com. Bookmark both sites. Learn to navigate them. There's something for everybody there. And I believe we have a call, so I'm going to jump right into the call. I don't want to keep the caller waiting too long. Hi, caller.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. What's your first name?
Jen.
Jen?
Uh-huh.
Okay, Jen, welcome to the show. Where are you calling from?
Ohio.
Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see, you must be familiar with me reading.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll just jump into your reading. And I'm starting right with right off with a cycle with a lot of energy, and it's absorbing. I feel like my mind's on it, my soul's on it, and I know it's there. So things are, you're right in the midst of it, starting to become very absorbing, and I want to see where it's taking me. Beginnings, tell the beginnings, and I want to go with this with everything, really, romance and work, especially the two of these areas. Things starting or changing, I believe, eventually for the better, but right now it may be a little unstable and a little mind-boggling and a little back and forth with it. Health. I don't know if it's you, Jen, or somebody close to you. Maybe I feel like it's maybe a better part, or somebody around you might have been dealing with an illness too, and I feel like that's also going to get addressed and be taken care of. There's a somewhat of a stress with this, though. Like I'm trying to. I want to go to my past too, with the present and things from the past affecting it. So I got a feeling there is going to be, with all these new beginnings, a connection to your past, possibly friends, family, or a friend, and experiences all coming back, or part of it coming back and affecting my future too. So especially the next 30 days. So be open to this and be alert to, you know, people and experiences from the past. And I'm also getting some kind of an invite or a gathering. I feel like I'm going to be invited to a gathering of some kind. And I want to go to this. I want to go to it, and I want to enjoy it, and I want to connect with the people that are there, because it's also going to help me in a way with what I'm going through. And also, it's bringing me into more finances. I feel like what's going to happen within the next 30 days is going to affect what it appears to be my relationships and romance and my finances. So I feel like you're going to be dealing with these two areas mainly as you go into October. I am hearing increase the money. They keep throwing money at me. So they're saying that tell her money is going to increase and expand. And there's a happiness with this, an excitement. So it's something if I've been waiting for, or something that I'm really looking forward to, or it's going to help matters, either with me or a relationship, possibly. So there could be a working back and forth between not only your finances, but maybe somebody that you're interested in or close to. So keep that in mind. And it's improvements all the way around. And I got a funny feeling as I go into the end of October, my relationship arena is improved and much happier. So the next 30 days are going to kind of make or break a relationship, I believe, or a deep friendship with me, too. So I want to nurture it and realize that it's a little unstable, but believe in it that it's going to get better, because I believe it will be better and a little more balanced as you finish off October. And I want to say that either a real good friend or a love interest may even be connecting me to or helping or working with some commercial matters or financial matters in my life eventually down the road. I think you're headed that way. I believe your mate or your friend or love interest will eventually be part of or very connected to what you do for money and business in life. So pay attention to that, too, as you go through, especially the next 30 days, because there's going to be some interesting stuff popping up in finances and relationship with you, Jen. That's about it, unless you got a question on what I was saying to you. I hope it helped or connected to something that you were going through.
Oh, my gosh, it totally connected to everything I'm going through.
Oh, good.
The one question I would have is, do you see me changing jobs, or is this happening at a current job?
A change in jobs? I knew you were going to ask that. And I was saying, oh, no, she's going to ask that, because I couldn't figure it out. I was looking for it in the reading, and I wanted to say I was right on the border with this. I got a feeling it's going to be a change in jobs.
Okay.
But they wouldn't confirm it for me.
Okay.
I do know that you're in it now, and if there is something going on where you are, I would definitely act as if until you know more.
Okay.
Because of being on the border with it. I don't know if it's springing from that where you are, or it's they're doing something new. And one of the signs will be the beginning of something new or different where you are. And if you
okay.
don't and if you don't see that developing, then it could quite possibly something new.
That's okay.
That's brought into you.
Good.
Look for it by, like I said, the end of October. And be prepared to go either way, because either way you're going to win and you're going to be very happy with it. Now, if this is a business or something that you want to start on the side, run with that too, because I'm also getting a strong possibility somewhere down the road you're going to be doing this.
Okay.
And with a good friend or a connection that can complement what you're doing. And it may, like I said, it may even be a relationship issue, situation with him helping you or working with you or connecting you to. And if there is a relationship developing or it's connected to what I was saying, he may connect you financially one way or another, too. So keep both ears open, one ear on him and one ear on what's going on where you are, and you'll come out on top.
Okay.
Because I feel very pleased with the way relationships and finances are progressing, especially as I go into the end of October.
Excellent.
All right?
Thank you so much, Mike.
Okay, Jen, thank you. Tell your friends about us.
Oh, definitely.
How do you like the new hours 2 days a week?
I love it.
Good.
I think it's great.
Good. I think it's going to open up a new audience.
I think you're right.
Yeah, Monday
absolutely.
Through Friday. Okay, Jen.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. All right, everybody, if you'd like to call, get your reading. You know the number. Caller, how you doing? Is there a caller? If there's a caller, I'll go to the caller. If not, I'll keep on talking. I'll tell the folks. Hi, caller.
Hi.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Janine.
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 Jenny.
Janine.
Janine.
Yeah.
All right. Wichita, Kansas?
Yeah.
Wow. You're going to become a co-host. I'm only kidding you. I love it when you call. I like to hear from you. There was some things going on with the last reading. Was there a validation or a change
yes.
in something?
Yes. Remember I called in and to validate what you told me from before?
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that was it.
How is that going?
Well, it hasn't. Nothing's really happened a whole lot yet. They told our bosses told the rest of the staff. I mean, the office staff knew it, but the people that work in the houses taking care of our clients,
right.
they didn't know it. So now they know about it, and Monday the office staff goes on a tour at the new place.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So
it's unfolding.
Yes.
So that's what I'm being shown here.
Yes.
It's in the works. It's unfolding, and you're definitely surrounded with work and business imagery here. You know, I'd like to do it all, but I tell my guides, if you will, just give me what they're dealing with soon or what can help them. And with you, again, it was job and business, and over and over, tell her it's a new deal, and a new beginning, and a new job description. So
mm-hmm.
you do have a lot going on there.
I sure hope it's more money, because
yeah,
I'm not making it the way it is.
Well, they're saying good news. I'm hearing it in my head, good news, and,
okay.
And it's on the way. And it's going to be a chain reaction in your life. It's going to touch all areas, your home, your friendships, what it takes to get through life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it leads to, they're showing me roots growing, so this is either a sign that it's going to be so pleasing that you're either going to stay there or it's going to affect your home. I don't know if it's buying or deciding to stay, but it's validating my roots and my intentions. So this change in finances and job, I believe, is going to help you a lot with things that are going on at home.
Okay.
Whether or not you're thinking of moving or selling, or I feel roots. I feel like I'm going to make a decision to stay because I'm doing so well.
Mm-hmm.
So keep your fingers crossed that I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I would like to stay. I really would. I don't want to sell my house. I dread thinking about having to sort out 18 years of junk.
It's very difficult, and I believe that's why they're mentioning this to me and they're showing it to me, because it's on your mind.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
So if the money gets better and the job gets better, you can stay and keep your home.
Yes, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want.
And that's what they're saying to me, so and that's what I'm hearing. Now, I'm either reading your thoughts or the guides are telling me where you're headed. So, one more time, Roots, she's going to stay. She's going to stay, and it's going to be a good time, a very happy time. I'm celebrating over this. So whatever's going on there, keep your ears and eyes open and jump on every opportunity you see or hear. Because
do you pick up anything about my daughter? You know the situation.
I was getting family and family ties, and I believe I was about to head there. And I'm feeling very sad.
Mm.
I'm feeling very sad with it, and my heart is aching in a way. They're making my heart like I want to cry. And
yeah.
So I feel like there's going to be some more drama or continuing of drama. I feel like she's up against it right now, or there was a flare-up, or there was some new things going on, and then maybe it's really upsetting. But I am getting the heaviness with this, and I feel sad about it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're pointing to an illness. I don't know if she's dealing with some lifestyle issues or some health issues or emotional,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like there's a flare-up of this, and it needs to be or will be the focus of what she's going through.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if they're going to increase her care or find something out new, or there's a new caregiver. Sometimes it just takes a switch in therapist or
mm-hmm.
or a counselor to have a light bulb go off. I've seen it many times, and
mm-hmm.
I feel like something like this is going to happen. So But between now and the end of October, I think it's going to be a little rough and up and down with her. And I want to be prepared. And I want to keep in mind that it's not all just attitude. There are other things there, and it's complex, which could add. And when it's thought about and considered, it helps go through the pain of what you're going through. But I think for the time being, she's going to... what I'm getting is a flare-up, and she's riding it out, and I believe they're showing me a light bulb going off, and somebody comes up with something or decides something or comes up with something that could help her a little bit. So keep your fingers crossed. I believe there is hope on the way, but I think it's going to, like, you know, get worse before it gets better, kind of, with the cycle. So
She's dealing a lot with depression and some things going on in her life that...
That's what they're giving me, and there is an unbalance here, and I feel it could be labeled an illness. I hope she's being treated or examined or handled with medical care or professional care. She is, right?
Well, she was looking into it and stuff, but then she started this new job, and I don't think she's been back there yet to continue as it.
That's what I thought. She's back and forth with this. I think it's going to take her into staying in contact with help and care. And whoever's getting involved is making a light bulb go off. So she might get the right doctor, therapist, and or medication. So
yeah, that's one thing, that she doesn't have her regular med that she takes. And
they're showing me an unbalance of the system, and it's connected to the emotions.
Yeah.
And when I see a connection like this, I do know that there's a need for meds or an adjustment of meds.
Yeah.
And this would be one place to look. And I believe she's going to get the help she needs around the end of October.
Okay.
So, and in the meantime, you stay strong and keep your eyes and ears open at work, because an increase of money and happiness there is going to make your home a lot happier.
Yeah,
and make
good.
You and help you continue to help others, you know.
You know what my mother said? That's one of the things that my mother always said, is to always think about the person that has less. And you told me that in a reading just not too long after she passed away.
Mm.
And I thought, boy, that is Mom. That is Mom coming through.
Yes, and a very wise Mom. That's what we should all be doing, thinking about others.
Mm-hmm.
That's what this show is all about. I've been doing this free for 10 years, publicly.
Yeah.
Completely free, and I'm doing it so maybe I can help. If I can help 2 people out of 10, I did something good. So
you help a lot more people than that.
Thank you, Jenny. Thank you. That's what I'm here for, and I appreciate your validation, and I hope everything goes well for you.
Well, thank you.
All right. I'd appreciate any word-of-mouth promotion.
I do. I've given 2 people your phone number here, so...
Good. Thank you.
So I hope that they call. I don't know. I haven't talked to them lately, so I don't know.
Good. This is a grassroots operation. Everybody's a volunteer, and it takes 4 people just to do what you're seeing, and they're volunteering. And
right.
So every little bit helps. Thank you, Janine.
You're welcome.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
I'll see you next week.
Right.
every Sunday and Thursday.
Okey-doke.
Okay, Janine.
Bye-bye.
All right, everybody. You're listening to Your Inner Thoughts. I'm a psychic reader, intuitive consultant, whatever you want to call me, a sensitive or a mind reader. Some people are saying you're not a psychic, you're a mind reader. And bring me a scientist and let them research me. But I call myself a psychic medium, and I like to use it as a consultant. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Okay.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What's your first name?
Vivian.
Vivian.
Yes.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for calling.
Mm.
Okay, you've been listening to me read, I hope.
Yes, I have.
All right, and I'll just jump into your read, and it takes me just a second to close one window and open another window. That's where visualization comes in.
Right.
In the psychic development.
Hmm.
You need windows and bridges and connections, and I like to base mine on computer technology. So I close one window, which is my last client, and I open up a new one, which is you. And they're throwing, I feel like I'm in a period of decisions and judgments, and I'm waiting for answers. And I'm getting their flash and courthouse and legal imagery and paperwork at me. So other than working in a courthouse or being a lawyer, you may have something going on there that needs to be settled or answered and or some closure, and I feel like that's going to be given to you.
I don't have anything legal going on in my life anymore. So.
Okay. Is there anything with I'll see this with paperwork and loans, or if you're asking for something or waiting for something to be approved.
Uh-uh.
I'll also get this too. And keep in mind, it could be something 2 weeks from now. You know, maybe
right.
You decide to try for a loan or something, and you need to have decisions made on it, approval. So keep that in mind, but I feel the news is good. Whatever you get into between now and the end of October, as far as negotiating or applying or asking for something, I feel like it'll go your way. And I keep hearing justice and balance being given to you. Let's see. Also with endings, things ending and new cycles beginning is strong with you here. Also retro effort too, like something you might have been working on or trying to accomplish is coming through. I don't know if there's a project or something with business or work that you've been putting a lot of effort into, but I feel like it's going to, I'm getting past effort coming through and helping me. So just remember me saying that. I'm getting some strange stuff here. Retirement too. Are you retiring? Is somebody close to you retiring? Or
no.
Does that make any sense at all?
No.
Make me feel like this, like somebody's leaving or retiring, and it helps me in a way, or opens up another avenue for me. Strange. Interesting. Endings and beginnings as a chance to start anew. Did you just end the relationship?
My fiance broke up our engagement last month. We're still talking. Everything seems the same as it was, other than we're not engaged anymore, but we still spend time and talk.
Oh, okay. So this was
and it hurts me. I'm hurting because of it, but
okay, this
not
was
understanding.
This was your boyfriend?
Mm-hmm.
And you were engaged, and you called off the engagement.
He called off the engagement. Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is what I was getting then, because I'm getting back and forth with this, and I knew they were going to eventually tell me where I was going with this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting back and forth with the scales. That's what the scales were, back and forth on a love issue.
Yeah. I don't know where he's at on it. Like I said, we still talk.
Mm-hmm.
We still do things together. When we're together, things are still the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's just...
Yep. Was it his life that he was using for a reason? Is there someone ill or some drama going on in his life?
Someone's ill in his life.
In his life. I feel like
his
maybe...
His father.
Okay, I feel like it's bothering him and weighing him down.
Oh, very much so.
Now, this was
it's a concern for both of us.
Now, this was his mother or brother?
His dad.
Oh, his dad.
Yeah.
His dad.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is devastating him.
Yeah.
And I believe it interfered with your engagement. I don't know if he mentioned that or kind of mentioned it, why he had to do what he was doing. But it's really the connection between this person that's sick and the one he is connected to is very strong, and it's really rocking him. So it is affecting his thinking and his...
Yeah, I don't know why to push away. I mean, I got upset with him, and I pushed away, and he said, okay, fine. And,
yep.
And then now it's,
yes.
He's just a wall up about not loving anybody anymore.
Yeah, it's... Well, I'm telling you, it's his dad's illness. It's really more than most. He's almost out of it, kind of.
Mm-hmm. It affected me a lot, too. I mean, I've been in a relationship with him for 3.5 years now, and I've been included in this family and in his children and stuff like that. So it's stressing me, too.
I know.
And when he has pushed away from it. It's double stressed right now.
I'm feeling that. Now, is the dad going to pass? Is it common knowledge? Or?
No, he had surgery, and he's not home yet. He got where he wasn't eating or anything, so... And they thought he would recover in a week, but then he can't eat, and he's not keeping anything down, so they're going to see if something's gastrically wrong there, so they're going to check that Tuesday.
Right.
Every Tuesday, there's always another appointment, and every Tuesday we're hoping that he'll be cleared to come home.
Right, I'm feeling that it's going to be ongoing, and it's going to take a little while. If this gets better, Vivian, I feel that your friend can get his head together.
Mm-hmm.
But while he's dealing with this, I think he's too overwhelmed by it. Because I'm getting the feeling, I can't even think. He's making me feel like I can't even think, and I can't even do something simple like put my life together. It's really affecting him. So pray for the dad, and he comes home, things get better. I feel like it's going to be ongoing for a while, so you're going to have to be patient. Patience, this is going to call for patience, and I know you've been very patient by what you're saying, so...
Yeah.
And they're saying, just hang on. I just keep hearing, hang on, because right now is not the opportunity, and there's just too much. He feels like he's smothering. It's not just the dad. Maybe he's taking up the dad's weight, or he's doing a lot of the care, or he's taking care of mom and the rest of the house and the property and the family, and I feel like he's...
You know, that's where he's going today. You had said earlier about legal stuff and all that, and that's not me, but his mother did call the family attorney, and they called him yesterday because he's the eldest boy and the only boy in the family. So mom said, you need to talk with the attorney. He has papers for you.
Mm-hmm. And I will pick up on that because it affects you.
Yeah.
Until he's out of your life, he'll be in your readings.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like that with everybody's reading, because you can't read just one person unless you hit a few people. You'll pick up on everything around them, because it obviously is a chain reaction. Everybody is connected to each other.
Yeah.
And I believe the legal stuff was there, and I feel like it's on his shoulders, like maybe he's doing the figuring out or putting it together. Believe me, he's overwhelmed with this, and I know it don't help much, but it gives you something to chew on.
Yeah,
you know, because I know.
Just don't know why he pushed away,
pulled away from you.
Yeah.
And everybody is different. Me, it would have made me pull closer to my friend and pull her in to help me.
Right.
You know,
right. And that's how it was.
Yeah.
He had different troubles. His family has had different troubles. He's had different troubles in the last 3.5 years, and he's always pulled me closer and. We develop more and more of a bond, and so I'm confused with this time.
Yeah, it's confusing. But, you know, when it comes to, like, a dad or somebody or a mom that you're really connected to, and I'm talking not only in love but karmically and family,
mm-hmm.
and if there's a chance that they're going to pass,
mm-hmm.
people change.
Mm-hmm.
Because because of the subject of death, it affects people in different ways. I have seen so many different versions of the panic in the morning that it wouldn't surprise me that if what I'm feeling is true, that he's being overwhelmed by all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And not so much with the dad, but the people around him, too, and that are also involved,
yeah.
You know, property, house, finances, you know, this type of thing. So just give him some time and let him breathe, and there's not much you can do right now, because I feel like it's going to go on until... at least the next 30 days. And I keep hearing tell you, hang on, stay put, do the best you can to stay put. There's not much of a chance of this changing for like 30 days. So just continue doing what you're doing. It's the best advice I can give you as far as your man friend goes.
He just keeps on pushing away and doing things or saying things to push me away.
But what was that, Vivian?
I said he keeps on saying things or doing things to push me away.
Right.
And so it's hurtful.
I believe it's a self preservation mechanism kicking in.
Yeah.
I really do. I think in his mind, if you're not there or the connection's not there, he's free to do what he's got to do. I know it sounds a little confusing and twisted.
No, and I understand that, and that's how I feel too.
You know,
and I understand what he's going through because I'm going through it not as much because it's not my dad this time.
Right.
But well, so I know the pushing is just it's getting to me. The hurtfulness is getting to me.
Yeah, you know, and not just busy, emotionally wrought. I'm getting emotionally wrought. So you're dealing with, for lack of a better term, a temporary insanity.
Yeah.
Because when people get that raw emotionally, they say and do things they don't normally do. And this is what you're dealing with. And I believe when Dad comes home and gets better or passes and they get the legal stuff that they're involved in straightened out, you're going to see it come around. But it's going to be after October, I believe.
I want Dad home. I want him to go up there and be with Dad for a while, but he can't get away.
Yep.
He can't go up there to be with him and talk to the doctors or anything. So he's just here and gets phone calls now and then.
Right. I believe he may head that way. I believe he may head that way.
I think he needs to. I think it would be so helpful to him and to his parents for him to be down there.
Yep.
I try to encourage that, but he's like, he can't.
You may see that developing when Dad comes home, or as this unfolds. It's early in the game, too, with what he's going through. All right?
Okay.
So stay put and do the best you can, and give it 30 days. You'll see some improvements.
Okay.
Okay, Vivian, good luck with everything.
All right, thank you.
Blessings to you.
Yeah.
Okay, everybody, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts, I'm Michael Goger. I'm doing free psychic readings. The numbers are toll-free. They're all over BBS Radio site and my site, michaelgoger.com. Please navigate the sites. Bookmark them. Learn how to get around. There's something there for everybody. BBS Radio has 90 talk shows, dozens of readers. Navigate it, and if you play your cards right, you can get a reading every day. And listen to some very interesting, informative shows. My show, Your Inner Thoughts, is splitting in half. We're going to do an hour on Sunday and an hour on Thursday, every Sunday and Thursday, 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hello, Michael. This is Rosemary.
Rosemary, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I've called before.
Did you?
Yes, I did, and everything came true, of course.
Oh, good. I like validations and comments.
That's so nice. I'm currently wondering on taking some courses and to advance my knowledge in my own career. And the finances are something that I'm looking at the meantime. Also, there's been a health issue twice in the past 3 months. I've come down with some awful buggy flu. Like to get rid of it and go on.
Well, I'm getting everything you just said. I'm going to go with the health. You're going to kick that.
Thank you.
They're pointing two, so I'm thinking, I don't think it's 2 days, so within 2 weeks you'll be back to your old self. You're going to pass through it.
Good.
And I feel tired and run down, too. It must be part of the bug or the...
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like 3 days go out, you wind up going out of body and bringing as much light in and doing all the grounding exercises you can, and then you go, if I miss something, make it better.
Good. No, you're on the right track. You're definitely going... The first thing they said to me was recovery from ill health, recovery.
Mm-hmm.
So you're on the rebound. You're in it right now, and it's going to... Give it a couple of weeks, because I feel like it... took its toll, it wore you down, so it's going to take a little while to get that back up again.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, in your opinion, did I use the time creatively, even though the physical body was worn?
What was that?
In your opinion, did I use the time well? Because
what?
I was just in a place where I just said, well, if I can't do anything, I'm going to ask spirit and be in that communication path. And that was the best I knew how to handle it, besides actually going and seeing a doctor, which I really was reluctant to do.
I was just going to say that you have a good grip on metaphysical and inner workings of your mind and spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And you used it well, and you just said it just before I was going to... You use your time well. You gave me goosebumps. You use your time well, and a lot of your recovery was going to go to an open mind method of recovery.
Okay.
Meditating and visualizing. You got a good grip on that, huh?
Yes, I really effort to do so, because I'm looking at a time in this country where many things are not going to be available, and what we're going to have is God and ourselves.
Very good. You're giving me goosebumps. You should be doing readings. There's a lot of talent there, metaphysical talent, spiritual talent and knowledge.
Well, I'm currently working as a hypnotherapist.
Oh, okay.
And I'm seeing absolute miracles in my practice, especially since I went into weight reduction, and people are losing 80, 90, 100, 110 pounds without wrinkling and without getting sick.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you're doing this through hypnosis?
Yeah. Mm. In common sense.
I'm fascinated by hypnosis.
It's a wonderful way of cutting through stuff.
Yeah, it is. And also getting to the core of things and getting things formatted and put together and learning how to use them and as far as spiritual tools and...
Because it's called body, mind, and spirit, and non-directional therapy doesn't work. You know, how do you feel about that?
I would have to mix it with spiritual practices also.
Oh, I do. I mean, it's like, many people won't even go into hypnosis unless they are assured that there is a spiritual basis to the practitioner, because they've had memories of having their mind invaded in the past.
Right. Sure. And then there's past life also, I mean, combined with it, and conditioning from childhood, environmental and social factors. And so we're basically undoing everything that we were conditioned to do backwards or not understand.
Mm-hmm.
And hypnosis would come in handy for that.
And quickly installing the new modalities.
Yep.
I mean, it's kind of like one of my exercises is having somebody write on one side of the page what they know without any editing. Take a real look at it, and then on the other side of the page, write out a better, higher spiritual truth. Read that daily.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And then move on.
Yeah, it's awesome practice. I also like to write down my negative behavior and burn it over a candle and release it to the universe. And also when I have a negative thought, I'll scream out mentally, stop it, and inject the reverse of what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
So these are all little simple methods that is connected to a part of hypnosis and mind control, if you would, and using it to benefit yourself. Maybe someday you can hypnotize me on air and get to the core of who I am.
Oh, how about a lovely, empowered, positive light being?
I want you to knock me out and get me to talk on air. Talk to my guides while I'm in a trance.
Not a problem. Remember this life is a trance. You had to accept certain things and lay aside certain abilities in order to be here.
Very good. I can bring myself to the door, and I can actually knock myself out, but then I don't know what happens after that. And then at the door, I'm limited, so...
Dweller of the threshold, you know, was put there for a reason, so go and talk to it.
Yeah.
Say, why are you the gatekeeper right now?
Yeah.
What is the purpose of me not going through that door? How are you trying to protect me in this way?
I get there, but if I was to go through the door, I would basically be unconscious, and I would need to have trusted people around me. And,
The second party. I remember I was going through a frustrating period in my life, and I went through that door and unauthorized, and I was met by members of my guides and family, and they kind of said, don't do that again.
Right, right, right. I know what you're saying. All right, Rosemary. The health looks good, and I don't want to, because this is an interesting subject. I could talk for hours. I am fascinated by hypnosis, but the health is going to make a good, strong recovery.
Thank you.
And mentally and spiritually played a big factor in it and did make a difference with you. I'm getting exams and testing and interviews. I feel like I'm coming up on an era when I'm going to have to apply and get through certain checkpoints. I don't know if it's an actual test or exam or...
I'm thinking about taking some additional hypnosis studies. They'll be exams.
Okay.
And, you know, getting the funding to pay for it is what I'm kind of looking at. What do I need to do to manifest that other than put it out into the universe and see me taking
right.
those tests and going and getting those exams and getting more into working with people in their past life stuff so that they can clear it all at once instead of piecemeal.
Right. Well, I'm hearing that it's gonna come to you naturally.
Thank you.
You're gonna attract it the ways when you're at the door, it's gonna be opened, and you're gonna be guided right through it. So it's gonna come almost naturally, spiritually. And you have plans. I'm hearing plans are being put into action. And it's by October, a lot of your plans will be moving forward with the things in place that that's needed to help it move on.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an awesome time to apply between now and the end of October. Apply for anything and everything connected to it, because I feel like it'll be approved just with your spirit's help. The approvals are there. And just keep it the way it is, pure and holy and spiritually based and wanting to help people, and it's going to go through for you. You have above and beyond abilities and talents spiritually and metaphysically, and everything you need to do, everything you need to pull this off is there, and it's going to work for you.
Oh, wow. I have a cadre of people that I do know, and they're wonderful people. And I'm just kind of, my long-term plans are setting up schools for children that include not a religious basis, but a sound, practical knowledge of how to use their abilities.
Very good idea. And I'm hearing this. It's going to, friends and associates are going to be important in your future plans, and they're going to rally around you and give you opportunities. So do pay attention to that.
Okay.
Everything you're saying it just before I'm ready to say it. So pay attention to the friends and family and associates, because they're going to play a major role in the path that you go down and the help that's come to you. And there is a big connection to education. You're a teacher at heart, and you're going to continue to teach, and it's going to be teaching of the spirit. And I'm also getting children. I feel like I'm working with children and teaching children, so they're also going to be a part of where you're headed and what you're going to be doing. But you're in the early stages, and it is unfolding, and you need other things and other people to come into this and to network with you. Networking is going to be a big deal. And a continued increase in spiritual abilities can be expected too. Also some significant experiences, metaphysically, dreams and intuition and visions. So pay attention spiritually to what's going on, because they're going to be very active between now and the end of October for you, especially with the things that you're getting involved in. Let's see. And hope and faith is everything here. Hope and faith with this. Hope and faith, and the rest will be given, I'm hearing. And I'm getting some type of a special occasion coming up by the end of October. I feel like I'm going to be invited. And I'm also going to meet people that are like-minded and may even offer me opportunity. So go to every type of invite that you get, especially if it's a gathering or a social event, because there's like-mindedness here and networking going on. And that's between now and October.
Wow.
Yeah.
I will do that. I definitely will do that. And I can't thank you enough. One last question. My husband's family, bless them. Will they ever, ever accept me? For my husband's sake, not for mine.
Not. It's going to be a while, and it's something I'd want to address later on down the road.
Okay.
I believe it's going to remain the way it is for now, for a lot of different reasons, and it looks like it's you can get heavy talking about it. So for now, I don't think it's going to be a change until...
Well, Yeah, I just, okay. you always, it's kind of like you open that door once with a friend once a year and you, have they settled down yet? Nope.
Yeah.
I told my darling that it'd be about 10 years before they mellowed.
Yep. It'll be a little while longer, at least until the end of the year anyway.
Okay.
And maybe at another time we can talk about that.
Oh, they're doing what they know. People always do what they know. And until they go up in consciousness, it's impossible for them to choose otherwise.
Right. True. True.
So, I mean, never, you know, I tell anybody under the age of 30, quit taking it personally.
True. True.
You know, nobody owes you a standard of behavior.
True. That's true. True. Very true, Rosemary. Okay, well, I wish you luck with everything. And
thank you, and thank you for telling me the finances, confirming that the finances are going to be there for the courses, because I'm just, health is going to clear out, and
yep.
I'm going to be gung-ho to do that. I want to work with kids and save them a lot of misery.
Very much so with kids and teaching, and with the new age atmosphere to it, and pay attention to remember networking and people around you, because they're going to play a role, okay?
Okay, thank you so much. God bless.
God bless, Rosemary. Take care. Spread the word about us.
Oh, I will.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, everybody. Interesting lady. I'm fascinated by hypnosis, so I thought I'd just touch on the subject a little bit, because it could be very helpful with any problems you may be going through. It's certainly worth a try to investigate it. Mind is the builder. It starts in the mind. Your inner thoughts, you become what you dwell on, and energy follows thought. So that's where it's at, folks. You become what you dwell on. Examine your thoughts. They are the things that are driving the car. Hi, caller. How you doing?
Hi, I'm fine.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
What's your first name?
Patricia.
Patricia?
Yes.
Yeah, you've been hearing me read, so we're... Time is running down here, so I'm just going to jump into your reading.
Okay.
Okay. In the future, I'm getting demands. I got to reduce the length of the readings. I can't help giving so much. It's going to take me some practice to do that.
Okay.
But no, I'm not talking to you, Patricia. I'm just to the regular audience, too.
Okay.
I got to mix everything with everything here, because time goes quick. So I was just letting you know and the audience that in the future I will be reducing the readings. I believe it may eventually become a, what's your question? Because
I actually have a couple of questions, but one of the major questions that I had a, I did something internationally and I was never paid for it. So it caused myself and my son to be put out of our home and things like that. And I just want our financial stability to be where it needs to be, or even the lifestyle that he's accustomed to get back to that. And I just wanted to know, what did you see in that area?
Okay. Well, first off the bat, I can tell you now, finances are going to improve. And you'll see signs of this more so around the end of October.
Mm-hmm.
But let me just get out some other things that I'm hearing. And very good questions, though, Patricia.
Okay.
And I was just letting the rest of the listeners know that it may go into, hi, I'm Michael, what's your question? And just because I want to get guest interviews in and do readings, too. So we may see this developing. I'm getting. I feel suspended. Like my wheels are spinning here. I feel like I've been trying to get something done, accomplish something, or move through something, and it was just like, because of the powers that be, would not let me move forward, and it was very frustrating and taking its toll on me, and it's affected me and changed me in many different ways. So in a way, Patricia, what you went through was a blessing in disguise, because it prepared you for future experiences like this.
Okay.
Dealing with people and getting treated. You learned a lot, is what Spirit is saying. Because of this, you learned a lot, and it's preparing you for the future. And now that you went through this, you're going to start moving forward. You're definitely in cycle of forward motion. You were stuck in the sand, and now you're moving forward. So you're on the way to getting... what you deserve and putting things back together. I feel like it was pretty heavy, and it's taken its toll on me, the way I was treated and the things that happened to me through this.
Right.
I feel like a relationship or a connection of some kind was negative from the start, in a way, behind the scenes even, and I separated from that, or it ended. So I believe maybe even the people that were involved might have knew from the start that you would have got the bad end of the stick, maybe, or they were going to do something to, there was things that weren't revealed to you, possibly, and
mm-hmm.
it might have been all the people involved already knew it was going to happen and didn't care or didn't put enough into it. But in other words, it's ended, it's split, and you're moving forward a much wiser, stronger woman, because the growth in character and spirit was phenomenal through this for you. Okay. I am... You must have other things starting or out there, because I feel like there is a lot of things that are going to start up for you. You're right on top of it, or you will be getting into something that's going to preoccupy you and to the point of even forgetting about what happened to you. So, let's see here. I feel like it's other business or jobs coming through or being offered to you.
Right.
The only thing I'm worried about is I'm going to have to make a decision which way to go. I feel that I'm going to have multiple losses here. I don't know if anything came through already or if you're dealing with a decision-making, but you're headed in that direction. Because the biggest thing I'm going to be dealing with is making a decision on what path I want to go down because of the opportunity. And there's a slight hint of a relocating or a moving. Are you planning on moving or relocating?
Actually, I am. I am. I've been looking at a house that's very expensive, but I just believe that that's where we're supposed to be.
Okay, I got a funny feeling it is, because they're pointing to this move, and then when this move takes place, everything starts to fall into a place for me.
Right. I just believe that.
I'm being pulled to this move in order to get on the path that I need to be on for financial and professional recovery or advancement.
Yeah.
Okay, so I believe you're going to see yourself being pulled into this move anyway. And there might be some opportunity at the end of the road, so it might be connected to an opportunity or an offer.
Okay.
Or the minute you do the move, the opportunity and offers start appearing.
Right.
Okay. And get used to setbacks, because everybody's life has setbacks, I'm hearing, and there'll be a few setbacks here or there, but because of what you went through before, it's going to be like water off a duck's back. It's not even going to affect you, because you're trained now and you're conditioned. You're going to work through all kinds of different little glitches and setbacks, and you're going to sail right through them. And it's then because of what you went through, and you're going to be a winner with it. The outcome is good. The outcome is good because of the move and the pass that you're being offered. Something with your car. I don't know if you're getting one, need one. You're switching, buying, selling, but there may be something with a vehicle coming up between now and the end of October, or connected to the move, so keep that in mind.
Okay.
And if you're traveling between now and then, the end of October, I also want to make sure that everything is up and up and working the way it should, and my itinerary is double check everything with traveling. Within the next 30 days, it's going to be important. And I know we're running out of time, but I just want to get to the money part of this. They're giving me some stuff about news about money. It is connected to moving and travel, too. So, like I said before, I believe things really take off of you when you move. And if when you do move, I believe you're going to be pulled into it, and it's going to take off for you.
Okay.
I'm getting news of, are you working now?
I have my own business, and it's been very rocky because all the stuff that's gone on.
Okay, that's going to, I know, I was shown that, and I know that that's going to blow over and start increasing.
Okay.
okay? Trust that. Believe that. I'm getting good news. It's an increase and an expansion, and it's either a work, a business, and you're a business lady. I'm getting some kind of news delivered to me. I don't know if you're waiting to hear something.
I am.
Or you're applied for something, but it's right around the corner, and I'm going to be hearing about it. Okay?
So yes, you are.
So within the next 30 days, knock on wood, I hope I'm right, within the next 30 days, you got some real good news coming about money, and
yes,
it's going to be delivered to you.
Okay.
And it's going to set the stage for the rest of your life as far as moving forward professionally.
Right.
They handed me a letter. It's good news. Good news is on the way, tell her, and it's going to increase her finances.
Wow. Thank you.
And it's connected to business, all business. You're a businesswoman. You got talent, and you belong there. So
yes,
don't get discouraged to give up. You got what it takes to get where you want to go. I'm hearing to tell you. Stay in it, and ride this out. The end of October is going to see good signs.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Good luck with everything.
I will. Thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
I will.
All righty.
Thank you.
Goodbye. Blessings.
Goodbye. All right. Bye.
Okay. All right, everybody. You were listening to Your Inner Thoughts, Michael Goger. If you want to know more about me, MichaelGoger.com. I am available in private. Just email me. We are putting together guest interviews. We're going to be doing 2 days a week, Sunday at 1 p.m. and Thursday at 1 p.m. And I will see everybody Thursday at 1 p.m. I got to hang up. So God bless and take care.